Welcome to the Kimchi Curry Podcast, guys. We are Ali Hassan and I'm Pascal. Hey guys, welcome to the Kimchi Curry Podcast. I'm just going to keep talking so I don't want to let Ali have any room
to
talk.
Didn't you do that last time?
Maybe, but I think we didn't upload that app, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Repetition is good for comedy too, so why not?
Or
you look jacked,
Indonesia?
Man. What the fuck?
Do I?
Yeah, you look
the. It's the angles, dude. It's the angles.
Your chest looks very muscular.
Thanks, man. It's the angles. And a muscular chest.
Right, yeah. Take the compliment. You know, don't. You tell
Thanks,
me that
man.
I always put myself down, so. Accept the
Thanks.
Compliment. It's genuine. And
I'm flexing a lot right now. Like.
Oh, can you do that thing where you bounce your chest left, right, right, left?
I can, but you won't see it happen.
So no.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great. Cool. That's awesome. How have you been, man?
Good, dude. What about you?
Good. We haven't talked in like a couple of days.
Yeah, true.
So you and I
was wondering, I'm sure I was wondering if you'd found yourself a girlfriend, because that's usually what happens when we don't talk.
Otherwise we always talk. That's
we always talk. The only time we don't talk is when you're like, I'm kind of seeing someone. Oh, she's coming over, gotta go, bye.
It's like you're my girlfriend, like my other girlfriend, and
I'm just like your freaking second choice. We used to call it in school. Some people used to ditch their first group of friends and hang out with the cooler kids. And the first group of friends, the ones who got ditched, they used to call themselves second choice. So I'm your second choice.
Nah, man, you're always my first choice.
Oh, thanks. Respect.
All right. Did you miss me when we didn't call?
No, it was okay, man. This weekend was great. The weather was awesome. We went cycling. I went cycling with some friends.
Right.
We went swimming on the. So I'm super happy.
The Danube. Isn't it kind of a bit disgusting?
No.
Really? Isn't the. Water super filthy?
No, that's
the right. You like it filthy,
so
right?
Yes, I do. They literally split up. I mean, this is, I guess. Well, they split up the Donau and they put all the filth in one part, and they keep the other part super clean so that you can swim in it. You should know this.
Yeah, I grew up in Vienna, but I actually went once. Yeah, I didn't go so often because it was a bit dirty, but I did jump into the Danube multiple times from the bridge with some friends.
Yeah, and where you jumped, that's the super, probably from the bridge, that's the super
dirty part.
Clean thing.
Yeah, it's
Or was
dirty.
It the canal?
I don't know. It's a Donauinsel. That's
Yeah, Donauinsel, that's not dirty. What
it's
are
not
you talking
dirty?
About? You can drink that water.
No, man.
I mean,
no
if you
way.
Drink,
yeah.
No, dude, trust me. You no. can take gulps of that water no. and you won't get sick. Yes.
I highly doubt that.
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
No.
No, that's how clean
Did
it
you
is.
Try?
Trust me.
Okay, let's try. Try it in this weekend.
I've swam in it. Dude, you know when you swim, you end up digesting, like you end up getting the water in your, if you swim a lot in that water, it goes into like, you accidentally or whatever drink it. But so like I wouldn't say that you can use it as a water source, but if you drink, I bet you that if you drank like 200 milliliters of that water, you wouldn't get sick. I bet you.
Right. You want to try?
No, why would I try it? I'm not part of the cast of Jackass getting paid millions of dollars to you
but
know
you're so,
do
you
stupid
seem so confident.
Things.
Why don't you do it? Back up your confidence with
why would I care to do it? We could Google it right now.
Dude, it's
Why
super
would I have
dirty.
To do it?
It's super dirty.
It's not dirty,
it
man.
It is. I came out of the water and I was stinking. So I wouldn't want to drink that.
You were sinking. You were stinking.
Stinking, yeah.
Yeah, maybe back then, but now it's super clean. I don't know, but I think you're fantasian, and I think you probably jumped into the canal, which is full of poop.
I don't know. Donauinsel. I mean, oh, Donauinsel has two sides too, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but they're both like supposed to be as clean as, you know.
Oh.
Oh, dude, this is super interesting. Well, I mean, let's be honest. Most of the people who listen are
Viennese people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think more. I mean, I have many of our. I looked at the numbers. Many people.
I feel pretty stupid now because now if it turns out that the water is not drinkable.
Yeah.
On the Donauinsel, I'm gonna feel really dumb, but because I was really pushing for it.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
sometimes, a lot of times when I'm not sure if something is true. I'm still extremely convinced of it.
Yeah, that's why I want to make you drink it so that you shut up.
And why don't you drink it and we'll see?
Well, no, because I know it's bad, so I definitely won't do it. I don't want diarrhea. So
okay, speaking of drinking, what's our topic today?
Our topic today is food. Speaking of diarrhea, did you ever have good food and then have diarrhea afterwards?
I don't know if I had good... Yeah, oh, yeah. Every
good
time
diarrhea?
I go to India,
did you ever have good diarrhea?
No. Every time I go to India, the tastiest food or Pakistan, the tastiest food gives you the strongest diarrhea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, Michelin guides should do that, you know? The guides, like the people, they shouldn't rate the food. They should rate their diarrhea. And depending on the diarrhea, they give the stars. That would be a good system, right?
But instead of stars, it would be the
shit
poo-poo.
Emoji. Yeah.
The shit emoji.
I thought you were giving me that awkward silence again.
No, dude, we can't. Now we've been called out on it. So
oh,
we can't.
Everything
we can them. Use it, but we can't lean on it too much.
Right. I think it's cool. I mean, you always give me that awkward. I was telling you a story that happened last week or so, and wow, you gave me the longest awkward silence ever.
What happened? I don't even remember.
I was telling you a story how it was a bit awkward. I was having another Zoom call with some friends, and they were talking about one friend was saying that I don't know why, how we came to the subject, but we talked about our parents having sex. For some reason, we came to that subject. And then she was saying, oh, she was shocked when she found out as a kid that their parents had sex. And then I just wanted to rub it in more and kind of tease them. And I said, like, oh, yeah, and you can imagine our parents, they probably didn't have the, you know, nice, emotional, romantic kind of love making, but the really more animalistic, you know, we had a tough, huge fight, but we're going to make up for it with this amazing sex, that kind of sex. And then it was just silent. And we were, I think, six people in the Zoom call. And it was just awkward. I was actually enjoying it, but it was still awkward. And then when I told you that story, then you gave me the most awkward... because I assumed you'd be laughing. I assumed you'd be laughing and be proud of me. But you were like, yeah, I know how you would deliver it, so I can imagine that it was super awkward.
Yeah, so that's I was about said. To say exactly that. Yeah. Because the thing is, sometimes you say really funny things, but you deliver it in this way where you're like as if you're, I don't know, as if you're worried or something. Like you, I'm sure you would have, not worried, but as if like you're actually thinking about it and you're really, the way I imagined you delivered it was like you said, oh, yeah, and I bet it was like the most rough, animalistic sex. Yeah. I'm sure your mom couldn't walk for 2 days.
Oh, come on.
That's how I imagined you delivered it. And I was like, obviously if you deliver it like that.
No.
Obviously if you deliver it like that, then five people are going to be like, oh, Pascal, what the
fuck? Oh, come on. No way. No. Of course not. Come on. I hope not. I mean, Jesus. I mean, maybe that's why it was so awkward, but no way. No. Yeah.
But good on you for trying, man.
Thanks. I realized I'm just, I think this just comes from bombing on stage so often. That the awkward silence doesn't really matter so
Isn't
much.
Isn't it fun though? Isn't it fun when like things go wrong? Like whether it's on stage or whether it's like with your friends.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely enjoyed when you bomb.
Don't you enjoy?
I definitely enjoy. I mean, the one time, freaking Friday.
Oh, yeah, that was the
wow,
best.
That was amazing. Were you? Oh, I freaking love that. Yeah, one of the best memories ever. And I remember I was in this room, right? I was sleeping there. You were in my my flatmate's room because he wasn't there at the time, so we were staying over at that room. And our windows were open because it was summer. And in the middle of the night, it was 4 a.m. I was looking at the pictures again and the recording, and I was just seeing us bombing so hard. And I laughed so hard, and I really had that belly laugh where your belly really hurts. I remember I laughed so hard. It was 4 a.m. in the morning. And then you were like, why are you laughing, you lord? And then we started laughing.
You.
Right? And
like,
you WhatsApped me, exactly. And oh my, at 4 a.m. in the morning. And oh my, I think the whole yard was hearing us laughing.
Yeah, that was funny, man. That was,
that was amazing, yeah. No, but I do. I think bombing is fun, yeah. It's a great experience.
Yeah. It's loads of fun.
Yeah.
Like now it's like, I mean, maybe I'm also thinking of it with rose-tinted glasses, but I just remember thinking, like, it's fun because you always have such a funny story to tell afterwards.
Yeah.
You know?
What's your best bombing story?
I mean, that one is great. I had one very recently. By recent, I mean before the quarantine, where I told a joke that always works, that always seems to work. And a guy looked at me like, what's wrong with you, dude? Like, as if, you know?
Oh, jeez. Because
the joke is that I talk about how the only time Indians show each other respect is if one of them is dating a white girl.
Right.
Then we start clapping. That's the joke. And the guy was... And usually people chuckle. They're like, oh, you know, funny, you know, foreigners. Ha, ha, ha.
Right.
Always trying to date us. And, like, this guy, he looked at me like... Oh, you're so pathetic, dude.
He's white or Indian?
He was like this really good looking, like fucking jacked up guy. He was wearing a scarf indoors as well.
Oh.
And like really nice hair and stuff, like really cool beard. And he was just like sitting there. He had like a really beautiful girlfriend. He was sitting there with his girl. And then he was like, and then I said it. And then he was just like, come on, dude. Have some pride in yourself. Come on, dude.
That's what he said?
That's the look he gave
okay.
me. I'm reading too much into it, but that's the kind of look he gave me.
No, I definitely know.
And he did audibly. He gasped. I guess groan or what do you call it?
Gasp.
Like
I guess.
He went like,
or...
yeah, like, psh, you know, like, psh. Yeah.
That's what you always do when I talk to you. You're like, psh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I'm like, dude, be like me, be alpha, dude. I'm just trying to. That guy was trying to make me alpha, and I'm trying to make you alpha, dude. It's the alpha circle,
right?
Circle of alphas.
Yeah, I mean, dude, when you mentioned before that I don't call you, and it might be because I'm meeting girls, I was the whole time.
That's
I was
not
just
alpha,
thinking,
dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Alpha
just,
is
the whole time. I was
alpha
thinking,
is when
I was thinking,
dude,
like
alpha
damn
is
it,
you ignore all girls and you only listen to me. That's what a true alpha does, dude.
How's that alpha?
I don't know. I just want you to always pay attention to me, man.
I was just thinking like, oh my God, my mom is going to listen to this. I don't want, you know, that's all that was going through my head.
She's going to call you and be like, Pascal, that is not alpha. You stay away from him. Stay away from Ali.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, dude, can I mention something, by the way?
What?
Before we get back to the topic, which is food, actually.
Right. Or diarrhea.
But before we... Well, okay. How about this? What's your favorite type of food?
No, but wait. You wanted to mention something.
Yeah, no. This is going to lead into it.
Oh, what's my favorite what?
Type of food.
Why do you say type of food? Like
well,
dessert?
Type, like, as in like nationality.
Oh,
like,
okay. I love Asian food in general. So East Asian, all of the Korean is definitely my favorite, I would say. I think I love Japanese food. I actually used to love it more than Korean food even, but I realized Korean food has many more flavors, and I love that, and the barbecue and kimchi and all that. And oh man, the quarantine is freaking amazing because I'm eating so much kimchi. so much kimchi, and I never do.
Oh, dude, I bought kimchi. I bought kimchi today.
Because it's awesome, because you don't meet anyone, so you can eat as much as you like. Because my fear was, I love kimchi, but I wouldn't eat it because of the mouth breath, the bad breath. But now, like, who cares, right? I mean, my only flatmate is who's here is Korean, so he doesn't care. And so
when you guys make out,
exactly, both contaminated with kimchi smell. So, yeah, it's awesome. But the only thing is, I always wear a mask when I go to the supermarket.
You smell yourself.
Exactly. So you realize how bad it is. But other than that, it's nice.
That's also a good thing. But anyway, so it's great that you mentioned Korea, because I was reading about this incident yesterday. You may have heard of it. It's called the Burning Sun scandal.
No.
Okay, so this is the craziest story that I've read. It happened last year, so it's very contemporary. It's not, you know, and you know,
it's not
the,
from the 90s,
the K-pop,
just like all of your jokes.
Yeah, exactly. So finally I'm going to talk about something that's actually happening in this decade. Right. But yeah, do you know Big Bang, the K-pop
mm-hmm.
band? So the youngest member is this guy called Seungri, I think. Seungri or something.
Yeah,
is his name. And he So one fine night, like in January, this dude, there's this club in Gangnam, right?
Yeah, which is the Gangnam posh style. District in Seoul, yeah.
Posh district, right? And Gangnam Style is about that district.
Right.
And so there's this club there, and this guy is in the club, and he gets beaten up by the bouncers and thrown out of the club, right? Then he calls the cops. He's like, yo, these guys assaulted me because I was trying to protect a girl who I saw was being sexually harassed. I was trying to protect her, and they came and they beat me up and they threw me out. And you need to investigate this club. You need to charge these guys for beating me up. So the police shows up, and then the police beats the guy up as well.
What?
The same guy who, yeah, the same guy.
The Big Bang
his
guy.
Name is, no, not the big, some guy. Oh. Some guy who was in the club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his name is, I forget his first name. His name is Kim, right? Mr. Kim. Hmm. So Mr. Kim gets beaten up by the bouncers. He calls the cops, then the cops beat him up. And then he gets charged with like four different things, like disorderly conduct, blah, 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 all these things. And then he's like, what the hell? And he puts, there's this website where you can put a petition up. And if it gets 100,000 signatures, the government has to take action.
Uh-huh.
So he puts the thing up. He says, this Burning Sun Club, it's messed up. They do drugs there. They solicit women. They do really shady stuff. And then they beat me up, and then the cops also are like on, like are paid off by the.
Wait.
Club.
So how does Big Bang play into this? It's coming.
Let me tell you. Yeah.
I think I know.
So
what
then,
we're doing.
So then it gets really quickly. It gets 100,000 signatures, and the police starts to investigate. And it's not. It's already known. Like this is not a secret. But the youngest member of Big Bang, he was a part owner of this club.
Yeah.
And as they started looking into the club, they found out that this place was they had prostitute rings. Apparently, this is not there. I'm not sure how proven this is, but apparently they were like drugging women and
really,
yeah, like really shady stuff.
Jesus.
Was going on
like
there.
Bill Cosby
and like really, really bad stuff. And then four different pop. Like really famous pop idols were implicated in like filming women and then sharing it with each other and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, I heard of that.
Really, really bad stuff. And it caused a huge dip. The biggest K-pop agency lost half of its value in terms of stock.
Oh shit!
Because of this incident. Four different guys have retired so far. Four different guys have completely retired. They're like, we're out of the thing.
Wow.
In the police, I think two or three like pretty big police guys have retired as well. All kinds of crazy stuff happened.
I mean, good that
and
they,
I was
right? I mean, they're doing
yeah, exactly.
Something wrong.
And then they had a huge protest on Women's Day. They had a huge protest because women were like, yo, we're being treated like sex objects.
Right.
You know, given no respect by these people. And then also the last thing I'll mention is that as I was researching it, I found all these Twitter handles that were like trying to defame the guy, Mr. Kim, the original guy, who just wanted to charge the bouncers for beating him up. Right. Like, he didn't want any of this crazy stuff to happen, right? He just wanted the bouncers to be like, yo, apologize for, you know, whooping my ass. And then the police apologize for whooping my ass. And this guy puts a picture of Mr. Kim outside the club, CCTV footage. And he's like, look at the way Mr. Kim calls the police and then attacks them. You know, because he's trying, like, because there's certain fans who are just crazy, right? And they're really pissed off about this whole situation. And so they're trying to...
Female fans?
Twitter fans. I don't know if they're female or not female. Who knows, right? But they're like... And then how he posts a picture of this dude clearly getting assaulted by 6 policemen, but like puts it as, this guy was drunk, assaulted the bouncers, got kicked out, then called the police and assaulted the police and got beaten up by police. And it's like, how does that story make sense to you?
Right.
You know? Anyways. So.
How does this any have to do anything with your favorite type of food?
It's just a cool ass story, dude.
That's nothing also, to I do like, with
also, I like kimchi.
Nice. I mean, that's name of our podcast.
Bulgogi.
Yeah, I've heard of that case. It's huge in Korea.
It's huge. It's really huge.
I mean,
because
Big Bang, for people who don't know, they're like the...
Number one, man.
Yeah, I mean, they're like the Backstreet Boys of Korea, I guess. Like,
yeah, 100%.
I mean, they're still popular, so more than Backstreet Boys, but... I mean, they were huge. Now BTS is bigger, but they're number two, I think.
Yeah, but like BTS would be nothing without Big Bang.
Exactly. It wouldn't have spread, so yeah. And... Oh man, yeah. But I mean, that's a huge problem. I mean, my female cousin, she told me that women wouldn't go to the public bathroom because, I mean, there are bathrooms all over in the subway stations. People wouldn't go because there were so many instances where someone hit a camera and would film and upload it.
Yeah, it's messed up.
It's insane. And then people, like women, went on a march protesting it, and they were criticized for it by certain group. I mean, it's insane, but it's changing. People are more aware.
That's good, man.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, wow, this is super depressing. Why are we talking about this from food?
So yeah, dude,
has
kimchi.
Nothing to do with
kimchi, baby.
Yeah, and who knows, man, Mr. Kim, he might, why did he want to go to the club in the first place? Maybe he wanted to, maybe
he was a rich guy and it was the coolest club in the
right
town.
But maybe he knew also there were prostitutes there and he wanted to solicit some, you know, I mean, I don't know, but that's not the main story, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the way I don't know nothing, but all I know is that it seemed to me like he had good intentions, but then again, you know, whatever.
Right.
Even if he had bad intentions, like what he exposed,
right?
What
it doesn't matter
inevitably exposed is a good thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. This is super sad, man. I mean, women's exploitation. Why are we talking about this in a comedy? I mean, it's
actually,
very important.
But it's
very important that we talk about stuff.
Yeah,
like
but
that,
it
actually.
Had a happy. Well, it is having a happy ending, right? It's exposing all these bad things. All these things that are probably age-old customs, you know, all this stuff of soliciting businessmen from the international businessmen and being like, yo, send them this and send them that, all like, which is what they were doing.
Right.
They had chat logs of these guys, like
trying to
get investment
for
businesses and being like, yo, send them these 3 girls and send them that 3. And that's all stuff
it's
that's
very
been
common in Korea,
for,
I think, actually.
Yeah, it's been happening.
There's
it's
a great documentary
very common
on this, yeah.
In many, many
in most
parts
cultures,
of the world.
Actually, yeah.
Exactly. So now that they expose that stuff, it's that's how you change the culture as well. When you expose it and when you make
it
clear
for sure.
That it's not,
I mean, that's why Me Too is great, right? Because this is more and more people are aware of it and they know they can't do it so easily anymore, at least, which is a great thing. And hopefully, in the future, it will be gone completely.
Do you think, though, that just like the Empire Strikes Back, we should end it at Me Too, or should we go for a Me 3?
Let's keep going, man. I actually wanted to ask you, talking of happy ending, did you have a happy ending yourself recently?
I mean, I'm wondering in what context you're trying to... You've got a bit of a shit-eating grin, so I'm not sure exactly what you mean by that.
What? Shit-eating ingredient?
Shit-eating grin.
Oh. Do you think shit would taste like, how would shit taste? I mean, I'm sure people have tried it, right?
I mean, in Life of Pi, he tried some shit. He really? Tried his own shit.
Oh, have you read Life of Pi?
Yeah.
Man, I love that book. It's actually in the back there. I freaking love it.
Where is it?
it's in the second row, actually, there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What about your books in the background? I see. Did you even touch them once?
Which books?
After I say you're muscular, you have to.
Yeah. Which books? Those books or those books? Or?
Yeah, books, man. What's your favorite book of all time?
I think my favorite pair of books. Whoa, my favorite book of all time is probably Ender's Game.
Really? Is it? I hear really good things about it. Okay, I've never. The movie was. Oh, shit,
dude, you need to read. You need to read it if you haven't read it.
But it's a whole amazing series, right?
Yeah, but the first one is enough.
Okay.
The series is fun if you're really into it. Which, so I've read the whole series.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun if you're super, super into it. But you don't, like, it's only if you just love to, you know, geek out on stuff, then you can read the rest. But Ender's Game by itself is the most important read. And it's a standalone. You don't need to read the whole series.
Okay. Yeah, what I'm about check you? It what out.
What's your favorite book?
My favorite book. I mean, Harry Potter is definitely among them, right? I mean, we talked about it extensively a few episodes ago. The Bible used to be my favorite book, I would say. definitely.
Did you say the Bible?
Yeah, man. It used to be. I read it completely. What else? I mean, I love reading Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins. Freaking amazing. Mark Manson.
How about this? Because this also happened with the food. I was like, what's your favorite food? And you were like, oh, Japanese food, Chinese food, Korean food, but also Japanese, but then also Korean. And
pick one.
When I say, yeah, pick one.
Oh, boy. I was just thinking, like, wow, this will be tough, like, when I get married and settle down forever, you know, with the love of my life. Will I also be the same way? Of course.
Will the minister be like, do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife? And you'll be like, yeah, but I also Ashley and Jessica and Jacqueline.
my favorite book. That's a tough one. A really tough one. So if I would go on an island and can only take one book with me, that would be tough, man. But I'd definitely take a big one with me so that I don't get bored. I think Awaken the Giant Within. I think that's freaking amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. That was a long ass answer. Yeah. Well, okay. So, yeah, what's your favorite food? I didn't ask you.
My favorite food? I would say that bulgogi is one of my favorites. Okay. But
now you're doing exactly the same thing, man. I asked you about one favorite food. You're doing exactly the same thing.
I'm still talking about bulgogi before you interrupted me.
Yeah.
Anyways, so as I was saying, bulgogi, but it's so heavy that I don't eat it very often.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll tell you what my favorite food is. And I'm taking bulgogi off the list. My favorite food is pho, Vietnamese soup.
Oh.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow, really?
Yeah,
Vietnamese food is really good and also quite light, actually. That's why it's awesome.
That's the best, right?
Yeah.
And for me, that's a food that I can have like every day and not get sick of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I did mention my favorite food is Korean, but if I would pick one that I'd eat every single day, I think it would be sushi. Oh, I freaking love it.
Like real sushi, not like happy noodle sushi.
Yeah, no. Like sushi in Tokyo. Oh, man. With miso soup, that's made like with crab in it, so you get like the juice of the crab. Oh my god, it's amazing. But the thing is, fish has a lot of mercury now, so you shouldn't eat fish too often. But oh, in an really? Ideal world where fish is completely healthy, I would eat that every single day.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, but this what? Was like the second part of your question. This was like the me too of your question.
Okay, should we get to me three then?
Let's get to me three.
Okay, what's me three?
If you eventually, when you're older, like 80, and you have no teeth, what'll be your favorite food then?
The first thing that popped into my head was tapioca. I think that's my
what's
favorite.
What's tapioca?
You know that coconut-based milk soup with those little bubbles in it, those small balls?
Yeah.
I love that dessert. Ooh, freaking amazing. Yeah. Because then I don't need teeth for it, right? So.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what could I... I guess... Picante soup, sweet and sour, hot and sour soup. I think that would be my
really?
Favorite. Yeah,
you love East Asian food, man. That's Vietnam
sure,
is
dude.
Not really. Yeah,
for sure.
What about Indian? No curry.
I guess I could have dal, but I can't. I love dal, but I can't have dal like more than twice in a row.
What's dal?
I don't know. It's lentils. It's basically just boiled lentils.
Okay. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. And lentils are freaking amazing.
And
but for some reason, I can't have it twice in a row.
Right.
I just get so sick of it.
Yeah, same here. I mean, my favorite Korean food is jjajangmyeon with tangsuyuk, which is actually Chinese-style Korean food. But that's my absolute favorite. But it's so heavy, you can't. It's noodles with black bean paste. And tangsuyuk is sweet and sour pork, pretty much.
What's that movie where...
Castaway on the Moon. No, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Castaway on the Moon, yeah.
One of the best movies I've seen
Kimchi
Pyeogi,
One of the
best movies I've ever seen,
But it didn't get the recognition it deserves, right?
Yeah, it's the...
It didn't get the respect it deserves.
The respect!
People don't get the references we make, like The Room, South Park...
I feel like, I don't know if, well, to be fair though, I think that clip is really easy to find on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because I remember watching it and thinking like, this is only something that I would find funny. But I think that it wasn't lost on people.
Yeah.
That bit.
Yeah, it's that episode where there's no more internet in South Park, and then Stan Marsh, the father of one character, he cannot watch porn anymore. And that was that episode. But it was a great episode. It was super fun. But Well,
dude, should we set up a mailbag?
Yeah, let's set up. By the way, I mean, we didn't actually mention the sponsor of our group.
Oh, right.
Right.
Our sponsor.
Our first sponsor of the day is gettherespectyoudeserve.com. So whenever you feel a bit bullied, just like I very often do with Ali, you know, you want to have a better day and feel more uplifted. So this app will send you every single day, or even if you want, every couple of hours, depending on your plan, will send you an uplifting note, give you the respect that you deserve. Right, Ali?
Yeah, and what it also does is that it sends you... It sends you tiny syringes with silicone in them, and you can put them in your, get a little bit of a wider chest, and that way you'll start getting respect from people because they'll see your chest and be like, oh hey, your chest is looking pretty wide, but
then
of
you're
course
like,
I
yeah I get the respect that I deserve, and then you
yeah
just
but of course
really
I
cool.
I've turned it around and I just use it as more of a way to bully Pascal. So
all right,
don't do what I'm doing because I'm actually using it for evil. So
did you ever feel the difference after you bulked up? You know, because I saw pictures of you when you were super fit, by the way, really fit. Nice, ladies, listen up, Ali was super fit, not anymore, but he was. He's gonna get back to it. And I mean, you are working out a lot. You are, like, look at that.
Dude, it's all the angles, man.
Nah, come on.
Get the respect to yourself.
Yeah. That sounded like squeezing a pimple.
Yeah, did you ever... I was just like squeezing my nibbles. And,
yeah. Dude, did I ever tell you the first time I earned money?
Okay, I was going to make a really, really lowbrow joke, but
Just say it.
No.
Okay, well, was it related to the oldest job in the world or something?
It was,
okay,
yeah.
It sounded a bit like, okay. No. But I did feel a bit like it because I felt so cheap and like a seller because I got my first pimple, I think, or one of my biggest pimples, like first big pimples. And my sister Yasmin came up to me and she said, oh my God. I'll give you $10, 10 euros. Let me squeeze it for you. And she literally gave me 10 euros and I let her squeeze and she was enjoying the hell out of it. She was so schadenfroh. You know, schadenfreude. And I was like 12.
I wish
you
hadn't told me this story, dude. Making me feel ill, dude.
Yeah, I felt very cheap. I felt really cheap.
No, that's not what's making me feel ill. I don't like stuff related to pimples and shit.
Oh yeah, why?
I don't know. I just certain people are down with it, but I'm just it makes me sick.
Wow, dude! One of my best dreams ever involved a pimple, but I guess you don't want to hear it then, right?
No.
Okay. All right. Too bad.
There's this Reddit subreddit called Poppin. Have you ever been on it?
No, but I can imagine what it is, and I think I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So just squeezing pimples, dude. It's so satisfying.
Yeah, different stuff. It's so nasty. Like
it's so nasty, but it's so satisfying. Oh. Dude, I mean, the best dream I had was literally I had this huge zit on my face and I squeezed it and the whole mirror was full of it. Pah! And then it was awesome. It felt so liberating and fulfilling. That was the best dream I've ever had, I think. Yeah. That and making out with Emma Watson. That was a dream I had as a teenager. That was freaking awesome.
As a teenager?
I was the teenager. She was a teen. No, she was already, I think... Not like first year Hogwarts Hermione, but like adult Hermione. And I was a teenager. I think I was like 17, 16. Yeah. Maybe earlier even. Yeah. Why? You don't think Emma Watson is cool? Like she's a freaking book nerd. She's very pretty, obviously, but she's very intelligent and
no,
cool.
No, so I just awesome. Feel pretty silly because I was thinking of Emma Stone when you mentioned Emma Watson. And I was like, was she even famous when you were a teenager? But
no, yeah. She wasn't Superbad.
Superbad.
Yeah.
Who was she?
She was Jonah Hill's love interest. That movie, had some really famous people like Jonah Hill, Michael Cera, Emma Stone.
I think a lot of them became
McLovin,
famous.
Seth Rogen. Yeah. McLovin. Yeah. Bill Hader. Yeah.
McLovin as the motherfucker in...
Kick-Ass. Kick-Ass was a great movie.
I love that movie. Yeah. I love Nicolas Part Cage, 2 as well. Man. I don't know why Part 2 didn't do so well.
It didn't get the respect it deserves, right?
It didn't get the respect.
Yeah, they should get the app, man. And then they would should have gotten the app. By the way, second what sponsor app? Of the day.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Our sponsor app. I totally forgot. I was like, what are you talking about?
Dude, every single time we forget the name of our sponsors, like they're paying us so much imaginary money and we completely shit on them. Yeah. But the second...
We got like... They paid us like a million respect dollars.
Right. Yeah. So the second sponsor of the day is investyourimaginarydollars.com. So if you ever get funded like we do with imaginary money... And you want to invest, obviously, and get more interest out of it instead of just putting it in the bank or just hoarding it like Ali does. Then I don't know why I said that, but yeah. So then you go to investyourimaginarydollars.com and then they're going to take care of your whole portfolio. And right? How much money did we get from the six sponsors so far?
26 trillion.
Imaginary dollars.
IS. Imaginary dollars.
Feel so rich.
Yes, I
don't like it. Do you know what a lakh is, by the way?
Yeah, it's 10,000.
No, 100,000 in India. Yeah,
100,000. Yeah, 100,000. Right. Yeah.
It's pretty interesting that we all have this different. Like in Korea, it's man, which is 10,000. That's the most common thing to use. And here, you know, no one would say 10,000 or 100,000.
So people are going out and they're like, "Hey, man, how many
10,000s do
you have?"
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man, can you lend me a man?
That was a great joke, man.
Thanks, dude. Will you? Hey, dude, I've got a zit here. Can I pay you a man to press my zit?
What do you think of my sister after hearing that story?
I choose to believe that that it wasn't her. I mean, it must have happened, what, like 15 years ago or something?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. She was...
I'm sure she's very different now.
I don't know. I think she would love to do the same thing. I mean, we both share the love of squeezing zits, so I do kind of understand, but I felt so degraded, man. I mean, I was happy to get the money, and I needed it, but...
Oof. What did you do with the 10 euros?
I don't know.
Did you invest it in the imaginary bank? Right.
I think some bully came up to me and I had to give him my lunch money. I think that's what happened.
I will, for the life of me, never understand how you're freaking like 6'2" or whatever you are, and somehow you got bullied throughout school.
No, man, I'm kidding. I definitely was bullied, but not like that. So I never gave up away lunch money. What did I do? I think I might have actually used the money to buy stickers for every single World Cup and European Championship. I bought stickers of the players. Panini stickers, they were called. That was so much fun.
So good. Good use of the money.
I guess. Yeah, the pimples came in handy.
Yeah. That's all for today.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about food.
We didn't really talk about food, but whatever. We talked about fun stuff like the Korean sex scandal.
But it's happening. Good it's moving forward, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you so much. Please support Ali and his huge chest by following him, Ali the Hasnain, on Instagram. And follow me. That I don't get so bullied as much from Ali anymore on
PascalHausberger.com.
Right. No, I don't. But Pascal Hausberger on Instagram. And if you have any questions, if you have any questions for us, please DM us and then we're going to read the questions aloud.
Yeah, seriously, DM us.
Yes, yes. Direct message us and then we're going to read them aloud and answer your questions. And that's about it, right? Do you have anything else to add?
Stick around.
Okay, stick around. Thank you so much. Thank you guys and see you next time. Peace out.